Once upon a tangent.
Got my own stopwatch over here. Hey, Dunk Craig, doing all right?
Ted, yourself?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm primed.
I can't complain either.
I didn't ask you.
You didn't complain.
I didn't complain.
Excellent. Well, that's natural chemistry.
Very good. We should begin because I've got something in store for you. You're going to love.
Fantastic.
I think you are.
Well, two writers.
Mm-hmm.
Again, well, we're not kids writers yet.
No, we write advertising day to day. Clients, nine to five job.
Yep. Little
efficient, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. Little 30-second spots that we're used to, but we're branching out and trying something a little bit different each week. One of us bringing their own absolutely original children's story.
Yes.
To
putting
the table.
It up against the fire of the other person's feedback. Not that you, I don't think, intend to rip me apart.
No, but the fire can start from a warm hug that just gets a little bit hotter and turns into fire.
It can just happen like that. I've seen it before.
And so be it.
And that's what's going to happen today.
Tangent upon tangent. So if you think we might be losing our way at some point, it will come back to the children's story.
Well, it's all in the name. It's all part of the action.
If you didn't read the title, why are you listening?
Don't scare
them. You go, why are these guys crapping?
Don't scare off the listener who's decided of their goodwill to click on our link and listen. I welcome you. Dunk Craig may not, but I welcome you. I'm Ted, by the way.
Dunk Craig welcomes you if you give us nice reviews. Ted, what have you got for us today? Your turn to bring your own original children's story to the table.
Yeah.
And listen.
A couple of weeks ago, I made a story that you didn't like that it rhymed. So today, I made sure it rhymed all the way through.
It wasn't that I didn't like that it rhymed. I just thought,
perhaps it didn't always rhyme.
Correct. It didn't always rhyme.
Well, this is a tricky one. I'm not sure how this is going to go because if I'm being honest, putting my own critical hat on, it definitely spirals out of control.
Here we go again.
I'm not
a nice low bar at the start of it.
I don't have confidence in myself. You need to be more encouraging than that.
Hey, I think you've got a nice personality outside of here that people are yet to see. Bring it through your story.
Ouchie. You begin already. I see. Don't give a man a chance.
Ted, your story, what's the title?
I've printed it here for you to read, and you can read it with me. Tori's Story.
You said you're not going to rhyme.
I did it right in the title. That's rubbing it in your face. You tell me you don't like rhymes, I'm going to put it right on the cover.
Let's set it up for everyone. Does the story need to rhyme? Because that was a big part of what you did.
Well, I'm going to challenge convention here because I'm not necessarily talking to the young child, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
This is probably an older child.
Nothing wrong with that.
And I'm not sure when you'd hold an older child down to read a children's story to, but...
Should probably never do that
older
anyway.
Child? No,
yes,
no. You don't
right.
want to pin your kids. You want to let them be free in the
house. Well, if these stories are good enough, the children will be asking for them. There won't be any. I'm going to read you Tori's Story. That should be...
It'll be a series.
Give me Tori's Story. Where is it?
Next, we have the sequel, Dale's Tale. Dale's the guy.
Yeah, well, we'll see how this one goes.
We'll see how this one goes. I always like to print it this way, just so you can see. I like to do it paginated, so I can
those
see
of us that can't see us, which is everyone listening right now, Ted is struggling with the way he's folded the paper because he's tried to create a book.
I'm not struggling. I am very capable of
I'm pretty sure all
operating.
Audio books don't rock up with a script in the form of an actual bound book.
I can operate A4 pages.
Well,
thank
then
you
let's see
much.
At the end of Tori's Story. Okay, I'm all ears. Hopefully everyone else is too. Ted, with Tori's Story.
Tori's Story, here it goes. Tori had a big room.
Once upon a tangent, I thought we had to start with once upon a time.
Do I have to? Is that rules?
We're both creative
writers.
We don't have to do anything, but it's called once upon a tangent.
Yeah, okay, fine. I'll put it in for you.
Don't.
I don't want to strain myself.
Don't go out in a massive limb by using our title in the whole premise of the
podcast. I thought that was just like a light
podcast.
Suggestion in the background. You know, it's a tale. It's once upon
It's not called suggestive tangent.
Okay, I didn't realize you had to do that. Okay, well, give it a whirl then.
Tori's Story.
We didn't have this. Once upon a time.
There we go. I feel comfortable already.
Tori had a big room. She still does. That's the thing. It can't be back in time because she still does.
Is this a story?
No, I'm telling you.
And I'll ask the questions.
Righto. Tori had a big room filled with things. Yeah, it's going to rhyme. Clothes and kicks and pieces of bling.
Yeah, you've definitely gone straight away for a bit of street talk, bit of older child,
upgrade
target
the child
demographic, as we will call in the advertising world.
Yeah, that's right. Didn't start out that way, but I have lifted her.
Okay, you've made a thing of the big room, so straight away we're talking like Narnia-esque, so someone walks in and goes, whoa, how big's the room? TARDIS, Doctor Who style, or just
not
big?
C.S. Lewis big, it's just like regular big.
Okay.
She was a rich family, nice big room.
Heaps of stuff
She's
in there.
She's got lots of
Maybe
stuff.
Maybe chuck in that they're rich, because if they're going to have heaps of... What about if a poor child reads this?
Well, bling suggests rich, doesn't it?
Okay.
Bling, like, you
Maybe
know.
A rapper's child?
Okay, I'm happy to go with that. Tori is not really a rapper's child's name.
But
it was Tory Spelling, I'm pretty sure. Aaron Spelling wasn't a rapper. He just Beverly Hills 90210.
Very rich. Correct. See, there it is. Rich. Beverly Hills.
Okay, so not rapper, rich, that's doing well. Maybe the Beverly Hills of the American style. Okay.
Of all the stuff, big and small,
yep.
One shiny thing was her favourite of all.
So we're definitely rhyming again.
100%.
At what point did you feel it was comfortable to lie to our faithful listeners of course, to Duncraig?
Duncraig, until I am comfortable writing without rhymes, you're going to continue to hear rhymes.
Ted, you told me at the start it's not going to rhyme.
I actually, my hands on my heart, I didn't try to rhyme. It just came naturally. I'm a rhythmic guy.
So you're some sort of human that was born that can only talk in rhyme.
Yeah.
This should be good. I can't wait till we actually make it big and we're interviewed on some famous chat show and you are not talking in rhyme and let a lot of people down.
Down. Town. It rhymes down. I can't help it. It's just happening now as you speak.
You're 100% at the minute. Okay. So just revisit where we're at.
So she's got a big room of all the stuff, big and small. One shiny thing was her favourite of all.
Okay, now I'm intrigued. So that's good.
Every morning and every night, the shining toy remained in sight. In other words, never leaves her sight.
Yeah, I got that. And if it's for the older child, I doubt you need to explain that at all. But I am intrigued by the shiny thing. Is it a diamond?
No. But this is part of the mystery. As a child,
I like it.
Which, I've got you. Yeah. You are on the hook.
You've planted the seed.
You want to know.
Cool. So what's shiny? I'll tell you. Let's investigate.
All her friends had the same toy too.
Oh,
Brenda,
common.
Michael, even Gavishnu. Multicultural.
I do like that about it.
Do you like that?
Was the first one Brenda?
Yeah. She's like a 48-year-old
child. So it is a bit of a
Tory
spelling. Because it was Brenda and Brandon in 90210.
Were they? Really?
Yes. So well done. Tory in the start and a spelling character in the story. This is taking a crazy twist.
This has got layers.
Continue, Ted.
I will continue.
On this rhyme-a-thon.
But did you like Vishnu? That's not even a real name. I looked up genealogy lists and it doesn't exist, but it rhymes with two, so I just made it up. Gavin. S-H-U. No, Gavis. H-N-U.
So it was Gavishnu. Gavinshu.
Gavinshu.
Yeah. No, I like the... that's cool, man.
So when they do the pictures, you get
So they've all got the same blingy toy, but it did start off as a shiny thing. Yeah. It's awesome, but now
it's not shiny.
It's rather common.
It's very important the syntax is correct. Shining. It's not shiny. It's shining.
Okay.
Oh, scary. Are you scared? I'm going to continue.
Well, the shining's been done.
Ted Brown will continue. They didn't know sunshine. They didn't feel rain.
Cave people.
They stayed inside and played their game.
All these kids. Okay, so kids that don't get out. This is not setting a good message. I have children and I normally say, hey, outside's awesome. You're saying shining things happen inside, so hang around.
Yeah, and this could be the reason why this book has been written. Maybe this is the reason.
Ah!
You've got it. Do not spoil it. You are a fiend.
A reminder to the listeners, I have no idea where this is going, but I'm seeing a nice little message of...
Already?
Get outside.
You are... I just told you not to tell it. Okay. Well, let's see if I haven't fooled you by the end. We'll see. Dinner's on the table, Tori was told, but she played
Did
and
Aaron
paid...
cook it?
No, Aaron's not really her father. She has a father.
Is that completely out of the picture, though?
No, this is her. Who knows who's saying that? Maybe her mum said it.
You said Tori is. I assume it's Tori Spelling and her dad put the dinner on the table. I doubt he cooked it. They've probably got people.
Could have been their maid because they're very rich.
Okay, that's
cool.
And
they have a cook.
So there's dinner on the table. There's dinner on Tori's table.
Yeah. Dinner's on the table, Tori was told. But she played and played till the food went cold. Oh, that was a delicious rhyme. That was delicious.
Yep.
You soaked that one in. I could tell.
I soaked it in an hour ago when I saw it coming. No, but it's a good story, but it was an obvious rhyme.
You can really throw a zinger.
No, Ted, I just want to sharpen the story because I think it's got great potential, and I'm liking it.
Are you finding the rhyme just peaceful and soothing?
You know what? It is, and I think that's going to work with children. Don't know about this age group, the nondescript one that you've given, but that's cool.
Well, you could start young, and then they can learn the lesson that a teenager should have learned. She's a teenager, but you could read it to a kid.
I don't know if you've... I can't rewind what we've done so far, but did you mention it is for a teenager?
Yeah.
A rhyming story
for
a teenager.
I did say earlier that you can't pin down a kid, and I didn't mean it that way. You can't pin down a kid and say, you have to listen to this story that I'm going to read you.
I don't reckon you're going to get any teenager.
No, so that's why you start young. You start while they're kids, but you're telling them a story about a teenager called Tori. Because, you know, they look up to kids. And Tori will have, like, blonde hair and, like a little ponytail and, like, kind of, like, freckles and kind of look like the kid they want to be when they grow up.
Okay.
So they're looking up to Tori and they think she's cool.
Yep.
But really,
but no one knows it before Tori's story.
That's right. No, that's right.
Okay, so she's got some cold dinner on the table.
Cold dinner, because
rich
food went
people's
cold.
Dinner. So, well, they wouldn't reuse it.
Nah. No, they go fresh every night. You'd have to go fresh.
Okay, maybe give it to the people that work.
In any
for
case,
them.
The food is now damaged because she's just too busy with her game. She's
what did they do there. After that? Does she order out? Or
she probably goes to bed hungry, but probably doesn't care. I think the backstory: Tori's had it. You know,
where's the shiny thing? Can that warm up
well,
the food?
Well, she's playing it until the food went cold. That's the line.
Oh, she's playing with the shining
thing. Yes, the toy.
Did you say that in a story?
Yeah.
Did you?
I said earlier. See, this page.
No, I think she's sitting at the table and the food just goes cold.
No, earlier. So earlier she was, every morning, every night, the shining toy remained in sight. And I said, it never goes out of her sight. So she's always got it.
All right, I'll let
you
continue.
So dinner's on the table, Tori was told.
Yeah.
Played and played till the food went cold. When Dad shared a story, Tori's eyes rolled. She played and played and it went untold. Oh, she's not listening to her father.
Oh, so she didn't hear the story from Dad.
Yeah.
Which would have been about how he got big in the world of TV through Beverly Hills 90210. But she would know that story because she was in it.
You want to believe this is Aaron Spelling? This is not his autobiography because he wouldn't write it in rhyme.
Well, let me down gently. That was a real drop. So I'll let you continue that it's not Aaron Spelling. The story should be called point, This Isn't Aaron's Story.
Dunk Craig. The point here is she's not paying attention to food. She's not paying attention to Dad.
It's the shining thing.
And just to put a fine point on it, I've got an extra example for you. A third. When she went to school, Tori didn't learn. She played and played. The lessons unheard. Oh, no.
Was your disappointment with, again, the lack of rhyme or that I should be emotionally caught up with her not learning?
There's nothing more palpable than your disappointment in a
because
bad rhyme.
Because it was so good.
Because I saw your face as I said it and I was like...
When you said, and I'm walking over when you said the bit... Yeah, when you said learn, I'm like, what's
kind of line with learn?
There was only burn and
unheard. You just sort of like unheard. Just sort of like roll it out.
We
you
need
gotta
to
be flexible with your palate.
We need to invent a word called unheard. Learn, blah 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 blah. Unheard.
Unheard.
So she's not learning and
she's not eating.
She's not eating.
She's
a friggin' mess of a kid.
She's not listening.
She's a mess of a kid.
She's distracted.
Aaron's gonna be upset.
Mum and Dad were upset because
Aaron's upset.
Okay, do you want me to put that in? Mum and Aaron were upset because Tori was engrossed. She was hungry and bored and dumb as a post. Let that one sit there for a bit. Took a turn.
You know what? I don't mind it.
Yeah.
But you're having a real dig at this kid now.
I should. Because she's a brat, clearly.
She's not learning and she's not eating. And she looks like one that might slip through the cracks. Because of the shining thing.
You are right.
The shining thing I'm now envisaging as...
What would you think it is if I asked you?
Well, it's...
I won't say yes or no. I will not confirm or deny, but
it's
you...
bloody evil for a start.
Yes. That's the deep message.
You know what? I'm intrigued to find out what it is. Continue, Ted.
So they developed a plan. A trap, if you will.
Who did?
The parents.
Okay.
It's carrying on from the mum and dad who were being upset because she was engrossed and dumb as a post. So they developed a plan. A trap, if you will.
Get her into a TV show that he's producing.
My flow. You're interrupting my flow.
Sorry, go again. That's not fair.
So they developed a plan, a trap, if you will. They booked two tickets to Jacksonville. Hello to our listeners in Jacksonville. Far away.
Did you have to build the story from here on in around Jacksonville, which I know nothing about, because of your rhyme?
See, I don't know how many...
Did you Google a lot about Jacksonville from this line on?
Had to work backwards.
You got to a point and said, I know where I want the story to go. Now I've included Jacksonville. I'm going to have to Google what's in Jacksonville.
I just figured that Jacksonville's far from everywhere. Like, it's far from here, it's far from everywhere.
I don't know. People that don't know Jacksonville, do they need to Google right now, press pause on a podcast, figure out? I'm worried that they do.
You do not need... All you need to do is imagine that Jacksonville is far away and mum and dad are taking a flight there.
Why don't you call it Farawayville?
Because then it would sound too fictional, and it's not. I want it to sound realistic, like modern world.
Okay.
Jacksonville, I'm sure there's some nice things happening in
Jacksonville. So the last line to remind everyone.
They have a festival or something. Or they have a football team. I know that. Do they? Jaguars? No. I'll come back to that once I've Wikipedia'd it. Okay. When Tori got up the following morning, the house was quiet. Nobody was snoring. Because normally that's a problem for her, I think. Snoring people.
I'm letting that slide.
Okay. No toast on the table, no parents in bed, no ride to school. just a note that said,
hang on.
I was on the edge. I was on the precipice.
This is it. I like it. It's a climax. This note better be absolutely award-winning.
Get your priorities right, Tori. That's it.
This is the note?
Yes. I thought, let's just slap her silly with common sense. Get your priorities right, Tori. And it wasn't even addressed from mum and dad. It just... in their handwriting. She knows it's from them.
Oh, is that the end of the note?
Oh, that's the only bit in the note, yeah.
Oh, I thought... I shut up thinking there was more of a note.
No. No toast on the table, no parents in bed.
Oh.
No ride to school, just a note that said, get your priorities right, Tori.
I can't believe The Shining can write.
No, The Shining can't write. It's the parents have written the note.
Well, how does she know that?
It's their handwriting. They know, because they left it for her to see. But they didn't even say, love mum and dad. They're just like, we're going to teach you a lesson. Get your priorities right. And they left.
Why wasn't that in the note? We've got to teach you a lesson, sad face.
Because I think what they're doing here is going, priorities. If you don't know what they are, you may need to sit down or look in the mirror.
Oh, it's good. A lot of explaining.
Good heart, look at yourself.
Okay, so post note, what happened?
Okay. Tori was cold and couldn't work the heater. She was hungry too, but couldn't cook either.
I see. Yeah. You're going over what she ignored before.
Yes, I like that. Well done, Ted. Bring it back in. Thank you.
Yep,
thank you, Duncan Craig. You are finally supporting the story, I hope.
No, I like you to work hard.
To achieve the kinds of things that you want from a story. I understand.
That's right. Yeah.
It's nearing the end here, so it goes like this. When she stopped to think, she wanted to cry. She'd played and played while life passed her by. Is that too fine a point on the situation?
Well, how much of life? That's really deep.
Well, I just think things in life, like education, like learning from your parents, like eating healthy food.
Yeah, you're saying that to me. Is that a footnote in this kid's book?
No, but you're the parent, aren't you? You need to read that and they have questions. You need to have examples.
Okay, I just hope the teens are still reading this.
Bring your own examples. BYE.
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 I dig.
She missed her family. She missed her friends.
They moved out.
Yeah, they left her until she figured out her priorities and they would come back.
But she got the house.
Yeah, they left the house alone to her. She'd probably have a party.
That's a really good deal, man. Ted, that's a good deal.
She could have brought Brenda and Gavishnu over and they could have had
Brandon, Dylan could have brought the whole 90210 team over.
Dylan. What a name.
Dude, she's been left a house in Beverly Hills.
But she can't cook and she hasn't got any heating and it's cold and it's winter.
I would
she
probably rent out one or two. I'd Airbnb a couple of rooms.
She's not capable. She's not capable as a young adult.
I think Tori's okay.
She's a young adult apparently now. But she's not capable as a teenager.
Yeah, that moved quickly.
Of looking after herself. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, yep. Sorry. Do continue. Okay. But I think she's on a pretty good wicket.
I think she's got there. So she's missing her family. She's missed her friends. Yep. She was up with the fashion, but not literature trends. That's a bit of a stretch.
That's fairly irrelevant to anything, isn't it?
In hindsight, maybe.
What's literature trends?
Well, what I'm trying to say, I was creatively trying to say before you sullied it with your words, that yes, she's on trend, she's on point, she's keeping up with fashion, she's Instagramming, she's all this kind of thing. Kind of gave it the slip away there. But the one thing she's not on trend with is education and literature.
Oh.
So she was up with the fashion, and you like how I said the fashion, because it sounds really stylish. She was up with the fashion.
The fashion.
But not literature trends.
Okay.
This is the final line. I hope you're ready for it.
The final line of the whole story?
Oh, yeah. It ends pretty quick.
No joke.
So, I got lazy. So she turned things around and put the toy away. The only notification, and that's capitals in that one, the dawn of a new day. Okay, that was lame. I even feel like that was lame. As it ended, I felt like it fell apart.
Don't play pity card. That's not fair.
No, I'm not playing pity card. I actually legitimately think if a client saw this, if this was advertising like what we write, it would be rejected.
No, it's a really nice poetic way of finishing, but I don't know what The Shining is.
Look, the capital letters, notification, social media, mobile phones. Her face is in the screens, man. She's not looking outside, doesn't feel the rain.
Ted, I think that part's good.
Suddenly... it's all making sense.
Yeah, that is, but you've explained it.
Yeah, but see, it's cryptic. You have to figure out what the shining toy is. You have to figure out why all her friends use it as well. You have to figure out why she doesn't want to eat.
So
she doesn't participate in conversations.
Go back and you go, there she was. But she's still in an awesome house. Yeah. Possibly Airbnb being a couple of rooms out.
Yeah, Mum and Aaron will come home soon.
Noodles, which will be fine for a teenager. Eat heaps of bread.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Brandon said Dylan has heaps of money from his dad from 90210. He's still
there's a plot
that,
hole
obviously.
Here because we said earlier that
Ian Ziering as the Corvette. He's helping her out with lifts everywhere.
And there's a hole in my story because remember earlier we said she's rich and she has a cook and a person who looks after her.
Yeah, and they all just left.
She'd probably still be working. She wouldn't have gone with the parents, so she'd be fine.
Of course she would. Well, she
wouldn't have to worry about using
her. So the parents are like, we're all in. Yeah, we're all in. The chef would take three steps and pretend to walk the rest.
If I was giving myself a rating, Dunk Craig, I'm going to give this a 3 out of 10, just personally. I'm not very happy with my work, but I hope you're okay with it. Oh, no, your silence speaks enough. That's fine. No, you're fine. That's good.
No, Ted. Tori's story. Geez, imagine if Tori Spelling heard this and we gave her just a bit of a shot to just plump it up. And
I'd
just
like
give
to meet Tori Spelling.
You reckon?
Yeah, why not?
Well,
invite me to her Beverly Hills house. I'd use that pool in the back. A nice, cool pool.
I always liked Ian Ziering as well. I reckon I'd jump in that. I just thought he was a dude, man. He was a dude with that sweet hair, like 90s curly blonde hair, which has nothing to do with Tori's story.
Don Craig, you've been a great critic today. And when I say that, I mean it in every sense of the word. You've been a great critic.
I don't want to be seen as mean. I think it has potential.
I'm hurt.
Tori's story. I reckon we rework it.
Okay.
This is ep 3, and I reckon bring it back later.
Yeah. There's still time to grow.
Yeah.
Time to develop.
Hey, but did you enjoy it?
I did.
Doubtful. Once Upon a Tangent, a part of the Auscast Network.